Matt Arnold has arrived, folks. Yes, Matt Arnold is here, and he is wheeling and dealing his third trade in as many months as he's been president of baseball operations for our Milwaukee Brewers. The Brewers get their catcher, an all-star catcher, I may add, and I promise you, in this episode, we will break down the trade piece by piece. They add a few bullpen arms. What do those guys look like? We will break it down, and we will even take a look at what an opening day roster could look like right now. I know it's early, but that's okay. We're going to look at it. Stay tuned. You are Locked On Brewers.
You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, Brewers fans, welcome to the Locked On Brewers podcast. Thank you for always making Locked On Brewers your first listen each and every day. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate that. Do not forget, we are available on all podcast platforms. That's right, Apple, Google, Spotify. There's probably about 50 other ones. Go ahead and drop us a review on any of those that you may have. I would so greatly appreciate that. Whether it's good, whether it's bad, that's okay. You can also follow the show on Twitter at Locked On Brewers. You can also follow us on Facebook at Locked On Brewers Podcast. Get all of our information, all of our stuff right on your newsfeed every single day. And also, if you're watching this video, chances are you are watching it on YouTube. Hit that subscribe button. Give me a thumbs up. Leave a comment. Let me know what you think of the show. If you're maybe listening to the show in the audio format, head on over to YouTube, search Locked On Brewers, hit that subscribe button, follow us over there. I'm your host again, as always, for the last, I don't know, I feel like we're doing a countdown here, 11 days, 12 days or so, whatever. Again, lifelong, diehard Milwaukee Brewers fan, just like you guys. I'm coming to you just minutes away from American Family Field. Yes, I live in Milwaukee. I am a local guy. You can find me on Twitter at Brandon_Snide. I, again, really, 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 like I told you at the beginning of the show, appreciate you guys making me part of your daily routine. I appreciate you letting me steal some of your time. I know it's a busy, busy schedule out there for a lot of folks, myself included. So again, I appreciate you tuning in, and I appreciate what you have helped me turn this podcast into over the last 2 weeks or so, roughly right around there. But as always, Locked On Brewers is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. All right, Brewers fans, they heard us. The Brewers must have heard us. Raise your hand if you were one of those guys. Let's go back to rewind yourself back to August 2nd of 2022. Where were you? Absolutely upset at that Josh Hader trade. And a lot of us were. I was, don't lie to yourself. I'm included in this. I'm with you. I was not a fan of it. Again, the Brewers send it off Josh Hader to the San Diego Padres. They receive Estuary Ruiz, Robert Gasser. And look, it was a trade where we, 7 out of 1 after the All-Star break. It just, the timing felt really weird with the Josh Hader trade. It turned into a disaster for our Milwaukee Brewers as they just spiraled the rest of the year, fading out of the playoff picture, falling one game behind the Phillies, who eventually went on to go to the World Series, losing to Houston. But if you're like me, you're okay with that right now. Because if you're also like me, you're also a huge Office fan. I'm a huge Office fan. It's my favorite show. I watch it every day. You remember that scene where Michael quit and he comes back up to the office and he's getting set to meet with David Wallace, and he looks at him and he's trying to explain, well, how the turntables have, and he kind of just sputters, and it's kind of a funny, you know, line there in the office. Well, the Brewers did that to us, did that to me. Brewers made a massive trade yesterday, a trade that sent their outfielder that they acquired in that Josh Hader trade, Estuary Ruiz, to Oakland in a three-team trade, resulting in bringing catcher slash DH, did both down there in Atlanta, William Contreras. Yes, he is the brother of Wilson Contreras. We are going to have to make sure on this podcast, at least for me, that I am able to separate the two now that they are both in the same division. We'll probably be talking about Wilson throughout the year as the Brewers play the Cardinals a ton. They also received a couple relievers. Joel Piamps, a reliever that's going to probably see a lot of time in the bullpen this year, and a minor leaguer reliever in Justin Yeager. So again, adding more arms. I mean, absolutely unreal. I mean, how are we feeling about this, Brewers fans? I mean, really, and I know you're listening to this podcast and you can't really answer me right now, but if you're in your car, you're at the gym working out, scream out. Let me know how you're feeling, because I'm pumped up. I really am. This is what I've been calling for. This is what I've been talking about. Now, again, This isn't going to spring you to a World Series, at least. But my God, this is the type of move that we have been clamoring for in this fan base. This is the type of move that has injected energy into this fan base, in my own opinion. It has injected energy into me. This is what I've wanted. I mean, yesterday, it was kind of funny yesterday, too. So we're going to go over the trade in just a minute. So if you haven't paid attention, the Milwaukee Brewers renamed the restaurant To Be Later. I think it's the J. Leinenkugel Barrel Yard. But at the same time, as they were doing the press conference, as they were like celebrating that, because they were celebrating, Leinenkugel was there, the owner, the founder, CEO, whatever. They were all there. Matt Arnold just grabbed that microphone and said, nope, it's my show now. It was absolutely wild yesterday. Again, if you guys tuned in yesterday, maybe you tuned in, maybe you're catching up and you're listening today or another day of the week, whenever. Yesterday's show, I had Tim Dillard on, was just kind of wild. So we set the time to record a little bit early. He had some stuff going on. So we were going to record it. We were going to preview Nashville Sounds, what it was like to play in Nashville. Are they going to get an MLB team? We're going to look at the 2023 Brewers. We're going to talk about prospects. And in the middle of the show, my phone and my computer are absolutely going nuts. I mean, people were blowing up my notifications, and I had to stop the show. We're in the middle of the show, and I had to tell Tim, like, we got breaking news. So if you were part of the show yesterday, if you were listening to the show, I appreciate you guys tuning in. I appreciate you dealing with that. We didn't have the best breakdown of the trade because we were still trying to figure out the pieces to the puzzle. And I think later on in the show, if you go back and listen to it, again, all available on all podcast platforms. Ruiz was mentioned at the later part of the show. So, we found out, you know, probably 20 minutes after the fact of who was gone, because they didn't announce who the Brewers had traded. And it was almost a shock that it was just Ruiz going in that deal. But we'll get to that a little bit later. So let's just preview a little bit of this trade here. So William Contreras is now a Milwaukee Brewer. So the Brewers received William Contreras. He played catcher and DH yesterday. He was primarily, more so of a DH in Atlanta. You know, they had a handful of catchers down there. Defensively, William Contreras has got some things that he can work on, but I'm telling you right now, not a better unit to work defensively than what the Brewers coaching staff has up here. You can ask Yasmani Grandal. You can ask Omar Narvaez. They also received two arms I mentioned at the beginning of the show. Justin Yeager from Atlanta. They also received right-hand pitcher Yoel Piamps from Oakland. Piamps is how you pronounce that last name. I had to Google that. I did not want to butcher that. But again, that's a massive haul for the Milwaukee Brewers. The Braves, on the other hand, received their catcher in Sean Murphy from Oakland. Oakland then receives a ton of, looks like just prospects. Left-hand pitcher Kyle Muller, right-hand pitcher Freddie Tarnak, right-hand pitcher Robbie Arcelinas, and catcher, well, I guess he's not a minor leaguer, former Brewer Manny Pena from Atlanta. The Atlanta A's also received Ruiz from Milwaukee. We talked about that. So again, yesterday, I apologize for the mass confusion. It was a ton going on. And again, I appreciate you dealing with it and kind of laughing about it the day after. And I appreciate even the comments over on YouTube about your guys' thoughts on how we dealt with it, because it was kind of wild how it happened. And I don't know if you've ever recorded something or you've done something in the middle and all of a sudden it kind of just throws a wrench in the middle of it. We did our best. So let's preview William Contreras. We're going to preview him for this first segment for today's show. He was an all-star. I mentioned at the beginning of the show, an all-star in 2022, a 2.7 wins above replacement last year. That's very good. 376 plate appearances. He batted almost 300 last year, guys. 278. And that's really not, he was recalled in April 28th, and he made the All-Star game 2-3 months later. Pretty darn impressive, if you ask me. Here's what I really like about him. 20 home runs last year and 376 plate appearances. You don't think he's looking forward to playing at American Family Field? And again, he may be heartbroken. I know the tweet, but I'm guaranteeing he's going to be excited to hit at American Family Field. 45 RBIs, at 860 OPS last year. Again, on base percentage is right where you want it to be, right at 354. His OPS plus 138. I mean, incredible. Offensively. He's a young catcher, 5 years of control. He's only 24 years old. He'll be 25 in about 2 weeks. So again, he kind of pairs with what you're bringing up from the minor leagues and all these young prospects and the Weimers and the Frelichs and the Chorios and the Mitchells. He's right along with them as far as the age concern. You know, when you look at him and he's just been up in the majors for a little over a year, and you look at what he would have been on the Milwaukee Brewers in 2022. Okay. Listen to this. All right. This is where you turn the volume up in your car, your headphones, wherever you may be listening. In 2022, if William Contreras was a Milwaukee Brewer, okay, if he was a Milwaukee Brewer and his numbers are in Milwaukee last year, he would be number one. He would have finished the year number one in these categories, okay? Average, slugging percentage, OPS, and oh, by the way, OPS plus, number one. He would have been number two on base percentage. That is exactly a move that Matt Arnold had to make. One of the most needy positions, we could say maybe the most needy position. And we could talk about his slash line versus lefties last year, 308, 400, 934 OPS versus lefties. Again, against a Milwaukee Brewers team that completely struggled against that side of the pitching a year ago. Absolutely incredible. I mean, he is incredible against lefties. He has 133 at bats, and he's got 15 extra base hits. I mean, that will play. That absolutely will play. And I'm excited to see him in Milwaukee. I'm excited to see them prioritize a position that they clearly needed. It was a big need, and I think Matt Arnold knocked it out of the park. No pun intended. He hit a home run. So let's take a look also. We'll talk more about Contreras. Let's look at the two pitchers that the Brewers get. Yeager, who was in the minors last year, he's got a high fastball, man. The dude throws heaters. And if you look at what they got in Jason Junk as well, I think you can kind of see where Matt Arnold is kind of going with the arms that he's adding to the bullpen. Give me the guys that throw high and high heat, that is. Again, that could be something Matt Arnold is prioritizing. We'll see as his tenure here in Milwaukee takes over. But again, 3.10 ERA last year, over 81 innings pitched. Over 52 and one third innings pitched. That's really not bad. A 1.17 WHIP. A promising arm. A guy that's probably going to play for you in the bullpen this year at some point. Injuries are a part of the game. So again, it's a good add. And then you look at Piams, who's probably more major league ready than Yeager is. A 3-6 overall last year, and his time in relieving wasn't the greatest. But again, ERA is not very high. 3.23 ERA over 52 and two thirds inning. And again, a 1.37 WHIP. As we talk about relievers, as we talk about pitching, I'm going to let you guys know WHIP is probably one of my favorite statistics to look at. One of my analytical points, I guess you can make. I'm not much of a analytical guy, and I know the guy before me was probably the most analytical guy, and he was great at what he did. I like to look at some of it. WHIP is one of my favorites. So if you don't know what WHIP is, it's walks plus hits over innings pitch. So basically you're looking at how it shows how well a pitcher has kept runners basically off the base paths. If you're a pitcher, I think that's your primary goal. So it's one of my favorites. So we'll continue to look at that throughout the offseason. Again, the Milwaukee Brewers receiving William Contreras, Justin Yeager, and Yoel Piams. Again, in that trade, a three-team trade. But again, as you guys know, most of us know in this life, nothing is free, unfortunately. Same applies for baseball trades. That doesn't mean that because you get a William Contreras that you are aside and you are cut free from anything. Something costed something. So what did the Brewers have to trade off in order to receive their all-star catcher? We're going to dive into that. But before we do that, I just have to tell you about my friends at betonline.net. Betonline.net is your number one source for betting odds, info, stats, news, and analysis. Get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there, from baseball to football to basketball to esports. They've got it all, guys, at betonline.net. I check the odds for the Brewers in the World Series. It's super easy to get on their website. You just go search for that MLB tab, slot down to the World Series, check out the odds for your favorite team, whatever it is. Hopefully it's the Brewers if you're listening to this podcast. And speaking of this podcast, if you love podcasts, please love this one first. They also have all the other podcasts on their website as well at betonline.net. They are the fastest and easiest way to get your betting fix. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts. Thank you guys for making Locked On Brewers your first listen. For your next listen, check out the Locked On Sports Today podcast, the biggest stories of the day, plus instant reactions, big game recaps, and the take of the day, available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcast. Well, the Brewers have their guy. That's right. They've got their all-star catcher. A legitimate bet in the lineup. You guys heard some of the numbers on where William Contreras would have finished last year had he played in Milwaukee. Number one, almost across the darn board. And they look to add some young prospects as well. But speaking of prospects, what did the Brewers have to give up in return for Contreras? Now, it was a three-team trade. If you had told me that it would cost one prospect to get a all-star catcher who would have hit number one most across most boards in Milwaukee last year in most areas, I would have said it probably would have costed a Weimer, a Frelick maybe. There was fear that it was Willy Adames, because it was weird when the trade was announced. They didn't announce the trade. I shouldn't say yesterday. It was at Monday. They didn't announce the trade. They announced that William Contreras was going to Milwaukee, but they didn't announce who the Brewers were giving up. Now, the headliner in that trade was, of course, catcher Sean Murphy going from Oakland to Atlanta. But as far as Brewers fans go, all it said was Contreras to Milwaukee. But we had no idea. I think it took probably a good 30 minutes, roughly, right around there, to figure out who exactly the Brewers were giving up. And there was panic amongst the fan base. I was texting with a guy yesterday, and he was like, "I hope you're not worried." He goes, "But I would be very worried." I'm like, I'm worried. And he said, he texted me and he goes, it's either Adames or it's one of your top five prospects. Because look, great as Sean Murphy is, I think that the Braves could have netted more for William Contreras aside from this three-team deal. I mean, Ruiz was a fringe everyday player. You know, I don't know if he would have made the opening day roster, and we'll discuss a little bit of that roster in a little bit. But again, Esteban Ruiz was the only one to leave Milwaukee for William Contreras. You make that trade 100 out of 100 times and you never think twice about it. And I like Ruiz. I was very high on him last year. I thought it would take more than that, especially for a catcher, an all-star catcher at that. And then you add on, here's the cherry on top, multiple years of control. 24 years old, and he doesn't hit free agency for, I think it's the 27, 28 year season. I mean, holy cow, you do that every day of the week for a guy that, and the thing about Ruiz too, and Milwaukee, and you look at their prospects, right? And I'm going to pull them up here, but you look at their prospects. I mean, he's not going in front of Mitchell, right? That's obvious as an outfielder. He's probably not going in front of Tyrone Taylor. And again, I don't know what the Brewers are going to do with Tyrone Taylor, but I think right now the Brewers probably trust Tyrone Taylor more than most of these prospects do right now. He's not going to go in front of Yelich. That's obvious based off of just money. But then you look at, you know, down in the minor leagues, is he even going to go in front of Chorio? Now, I understand Chorio is not going to be in the major league level here to start the year, but he's probably, you heard Tim Diller, we heard Vinny Rutino, we heard David Gasper from reviewing the Brew. It wouldn't be a shock to see him in the middle of the summer come up to the major league level. And obviously you look at who else they have in the outfield. I don't think Frelick and Weimer, he was going to jump in front of them either. Now, he's a fun guy to watch, and you watch him get on base, and he gets on base. 332 last year, 16 home runs. He walked 66 times. I'm talking about Ruiz. 85 stolen bases. I mean, the dude is electric on the base. He adds pressure to opposing defenses, the opposing pitchers. He's a fun guy to watch on the base path. You know, I mean, he's not a bad player. I don't want this to sound like the Brewers absolutely fleeced Atlanta, but I think the Brewers absolutely fleeced Atlanta. I do. I don't necessarily think right now it's close. Again, will you let these guys play out? You see how Contreras handles the trade coming to Milwaukee, and I don't think he's going to have any issues. I mean, Ruiz, yeah, he's going to get on base. He's going to steal. 447 on-base percentage last year. He slugged at 526. His OPS was pretty good. 973 was pretty good last year. Yeah, defensively, only one error out in the outfield. So again, he's a good player. He's a solid player. I don't know if he's an everyday starting player in that outfield. I don't know what that power from AAA, from the minor leagues, translates to the major league level. We've seen him a little bit towards September last year in Milwaukee. But again, give me the all-star catcher every day that ends in Y. Give me the all-star catcher. He was a DH primarily last year as well, but that's completely fine because you got Caratini and you got younger guys coming up in Mario Feliciano as well. So, I mean, it's not like you got nobody else on the backstop. Like, you're good now at a position that you truly needed. It was a crowded outfield in Milwaukee. Again, we talked about it. Mitchell, you look at Weimer, you look at Frelick. Tyrone Taylor, it's kind of weird to see what it depends on what they're going to do with him. I talked to David Gasper about him on Reviewing the Brew from last week. He thinks he might be another trade prospect out there for Milwaukee. So again, we'll see. There's tons of offseason left. I don't want guys, listen, I want you people listening to the show thinking this is set in stone and this is who they're going with. A lot can still change, but I'm just talking about right now, just right now. I don't think you're going to see him in front of Mitchell, Weimer, Chorio, Frelick. I understand he's ahead of Chorio, but I think if you leave it up to the Brewers, you leave it up to Craig Counsell, they're going to see Jackson up here a lot sooner, looking for an impact sooner than I think they would from Ruiz. And I could be completely wrong. I could be wrong. That's just my opinion. Again, Ruiz, fun player. Just don't think that he was a guy that had a future in Milwaukee. And I think, and we talked to David Gasper about it as well from Reviewing the Brew, he is on the understanding that the prize of that Josh Hader trade was Gasser and not Ruiz. So again, that Josh Hader trade has developed a little bit here. Now we're starting to see exactly, do I like the trade? I still am not a fan of the trade. It's getting better, but I didn't like it because the timing of the Josh Hader trade I thought was just completely off. Was my big thing with the Josh Hader trade. So we'll wrap this around again. The Brewers adding an all-star catcher, William Contreras, Estuary Ruiz, the outfielder, the prospect for the Milwaukee Brewers that they received in the Josh Hader trade goes out to Oakland, and hopefully he has a chance to play, has a chance to start there. It'd be fun to watch him. Again, a guy that's, you know, never complained, came in from day one, tore it up in Nashville, tons of stolen bases, hit the ball well. You hope nothing for the best for him, but give me William Contreras every single day. I'm excited to see him. I'm excited to see how he hits at American Family Field. People talk about that batter's eye at American Family Field. You add a guy like William Contreras, I'm excited to see what he does, and I'm excited to see what Jesse Winker does, because I think both these guys are going to have better years offensively. Contreras had a pretty good offensive year last year, although it was limited in the amount of plate appearances, but I think Winker's going to have a better year. But we'll look at that in just a minute. You guys know the Brewers have been super busy. How does an early look at the starting day lineup look like? I know, look, Winter's just started here in Milwaukee. Let's see exactly where they stand with their opening day roster right now. All right, Brewers fans, as some of you love to point out, I have been critical of the Brewers offseason. I have been critical of owner Mark Atanasio. I got something to tell you, breaking news. I will always be. It's not going to change. I want a championship here. I'm a fan first. I want a championship. I'm sorry if I'm critical. That's okay. I had a lot of people come on my Twitter yesterday and tell me, told you so, or this tweet timed out well, or whatever that saying is. No, aged well. That's it. This tweet aged well. No, it didn't, guys. And I'm talking about the tweet I had where people are defending, calling me as a spoiled Brewers fan. No, I want a championship, man. I don't know what else to tell you. I'm going to be critical. I'm critical of the Green Bay Packers. I'm critical of the Milwaukee Bucks. That's what we do as fans. We want to win. We want championships. And I know winning is hard. I get it. I understand it. But I'm going to be critical, especially when you have the core pieces that this Milwaukee Brewers team has. And I'm talking about Corbin Burnes, Devin Williams, Brandon Woodruff, Willy Adames. Now you add in a William Contreras. You add in a boatload of prospects that look to be promising. There's a reason to be critical. There's a reason to demand more. You should too. But I'll digress on that for now. I know. Get off my soapbox or else listener Bill is going to tweet at me tomorrow and tell me I'm silly. But shout out, Bill. I'm just kidding. You know, I appreciate you. But let's start piecing this lineup together because it's a little fun. And again, I know it's going to change. Yes, YouTube viewers, listeners of the show, Twitter friends and followers, I know things will change. I get it. I understand it. More moves are going to happen. Tyrone Taylor might not be here. Again, maybe they deal some more of these prospects. I don't know, but we're just looking at what a roster would look like right now. Again, it's December 14th. All right, I'm giving you guys the only daily Brewers podcast. I am going to fill the airwaves with some fun. We're going to have some fun. So it's not a crazy thought to just see what exactly this roster looks like now before we wrap up the show. Starting catcher, I think we can all agree. First two segments of this show, We are going with William Contreras. Do we all agree? We all agree. Okay, good. Next, I think the opening day pitcher is going to be that, again, I think we can all agree. Corbin Burns, I think your first base is going to be Rowdy Tellez. Here's where I think some of the debate is on second base. And again, not necessarily debate with me. I know at the first part, maybe the first or second show, I completely forgot about Bryce Turane at second. He's without a doubt my starting second baseman. Some people have Hira in there, including some beat writers for the Milwaukee Brewers. I do not think Kesson Hira is going to start at second base. I'm not sure Kesson Hira ever looks at second base again. But again, that's up for debate. It's all subjective. I understand that. Everybody looks at it a different way. Turane is my guy at second to start the year. I think the Brewers are high on him. He's already on their 40-man roster. I think you're going to see him get every opportunity at second base. Now, third base is the one position. So there's two positions I would want the Milwaukee Brewers to address in this offseason. It was catcher, number one, and number two, it's third base. I would absolutely be floored. I would do backflips if we could go out and get a Justin Turner. And the Brewers were in on him a year ago, offer him a two-year, $34 million contract with a third-year option. Does he want to stay in L.A.? More than likely, he probably does. That's where his home is. But again, if you have the ability to get a guy like that, a power-hitting right-handed bat at American Family Field to shore up defensively at third base, you do it again in every day that ends in Y. But right now, what we have is I have Luis Urias. Now, somebody else mentioned yesterday, if you add a third baseman, then what do you do with Luis Urias? Well, he's your utility guy. He can play short. He can play second. He can play third. He's played all three of those positions throughout the course of his career. You got Mike Brasseau. I know that. Abraham Toro is another guy. You have flexibility, but we know what Craig Counsell is. He likes that flexibility. So those are my infielder, and then you shore it up with Willy Adames, which please extend Willy Adames by some point at shortstop. That wraps up the infield again. Catcher, William Contreras. I got Burns on the mound, Rowdy, Turane at second, Luis Urias at third, and Willy Adames at short. Drop me a comment. Drop me a thought if you think something might be different with your infield. That's kind of how I have things. I think most of us are going to have what this lineup looks like. Again, we're just having fun with it because we got a legitimate bat in this lineup in William Contreras. So again, we're just having some fun. So let's go to the outfield. Again, I don't think this is a complete surprise. I think you'll see eventually a Joey Weimer. I think you'll see a Sal Frelick come up. But right now I got Yelich in left field. I have Tyrone Taylor in right field. And I have Garrett Mitchell in center. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if they flip-flop Taylor and Mitchell as well. But I think with the speed, you put Mitchell in center. That's just what I would do. And here's what I have with the DH. I have a split, and again, this could be just how they handle the Kesson. I don't know what they're going to do with Kesson Hira. I also talked to David Gasper about this last week, and he mentioned trading him as well, that he thinks he's a prime trade target for opposing teams. Again, I don't know what they do. I'm going with Jesse Winker, and he's going to split time with Hira at the DH. So, you know, lefty, righty. And I think on the bench, obviously, you got Brasseau, you got Abraham Toro, we mentioned them. John Singleton was a guy they picked up. Blake Perkins was a guy they picked up from the Yankees last year, or who played with the Yankees last year. So these, again, flexibility is key with Craig Counsell. Flexibility in Milwaukee is key. We've seen guys go up to down to Nashville. We've seen guys come back up to Milwaukee. It fluctuates all season long. There's nothing wrong with having depth, especially for a season long, 162-game season long. I mean, it's going to be key. So that's kind of what I just wanted to finish the show and have some fun with where we would have our lineup. It's fun to just see William Contreras in the lineup when you look at it, because it's a darn good lineup. And hopefully it gets better. And I think it probably will. I think, you know, there's moves. Look, I mean, give credit where credit is due. Matt Arnold spoke at the winter meetings and he said it was a position they wanted to address. And my goodness, did he address it? I mean, they're trying to rename the restaurant and Matt Arnold stole the show. he just did. So shout out to Matt Arnold. He's doing exactly what I wanted him to do as president of baseball operations. Mark Atanasio, I'm telling you, this is the window. Brewers fans, this is the window. We are in a win now mode. No, it doesn't maybe not seem like it, but this is a win now mode. You have your core pitching together. It's not going to be here forever. We've talked about these contracts are going to eventually get dished out. Can you afford to pay all of them? That's up for debate. We're not going to debate it today. But again, your window is still open. It's still here. Go out and make another move or two. See what it does. And again, if you make these moves and nothing happens, hey, you did what you were supposed to do, and you at least put in put the chips in forward. And again, like listener John says, we want big and bold. Again, thank you guys for making this podcast part of your daily routine. I cannot appreciate it anymore. You know, you can find the Locked On Brewers podcast everywhere you get podcasts. We are on Twitter and we are now on Facebook. That's right, at Locked On Brewers. You can just hit that search bar on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube. You can find us on YouTube as well, at Locked On Brewers. Hit that subscribe button and get us to 1,000 subscribers. We are so close. Thank you for making Locked On Brewers your first listen. Guys, your first listen every day is me. I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. But here's something for you. For your next listen, check out the Locked On Sports Today podcast, the biggest stories of the day, plus instant reactions, big game recaps, and the take of the day. Available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. Coming up in the next episode, I will continue to look at offseason scenarios for our Milwaukee Brewers. Are they going to add anybody else in the next 24 hours? They added somebody while we were in the middle of the show, so never say never. But as always, I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful rest of your week, wherever you may be. And as always, go Brewers.